This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
One of my favorite tunes, Dark Days, from Local Natives. They're from Southern California, and they are such a cool band. In fact, that particular track, one of the reasons I love it so much is Nina Pearson from the Cardigans does the duet on that track. They said that they'd never met her, but she gave them a chance anyways, and it's a beauty. I'm Julian Taylor, you're listening to The Jukebox, and we've got music from the heavy, All My Dreams is what the song is called, and that came out in 2020. They are a Brighton-based UK band. We also have something from Midnight Sparrows, Devil in the Disco. This is the new solo project from Blair Belrose, who's an Indigenous singer-songwriter, guitar player based out of Vancouver, BC. Here is Devil in the Disco on the Jukebox.
Hey bartender, well how about a drink, and give a round to everybody, that'll make them think, well who is this guy, and where did he come from, and why is he so good looking, and kind to everyone who won't. Mama should have told you, don't talk to strangers. You just never know your company. Staring in the eyes of them of danger. Shining light so bright, you just
nobody told you that nothing is for free. Stare into my heart and tell me what's my name. This hoof upon my leg and eyes that burn a flame. Mama should have told you, don't talk to strangers.
Taylor's Jukebox.
Much I wanted to leave.
all your unwitting witness. I know you got nothing to give to me, but I'm trying to take this seriously. No commitment. No, no, no commitment. No, no. No, no, no commitment. No, no.
That is a brand new track from Desiree Dorian, Love You to Death. The track certainly brings to light alcoholism, and she really wanted to focus on that, especially this month, being Alcohol Awareness Month. Nick Waterhouse, a song called No Commitment before that, and this was born out of Hunting Beach, California, where he established himself in the psych garage scene while still retaining a very cool American rhythm and blues rock and roll aesthetic. More music coming up on the way, but here is Misha and the Spanx with So Mad. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
They have a secret.
You might not know that song, but that's from the French group M84. Their big hit was Midnight City for sure, and that is Kim and Jesse. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Big shout out to everyone who's listening. Go tell your friends. We got music on the way from Mike Byrne, who's from Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick. He's embarked on a solo career, and it's going very well. He was nominated for a couple of NAMI Awards, Native American Music Awards, that is, and happy to see him having the success that he is having. Norma Tanega has a song coming up called What More in the World Could Anyone Be Living For? And I really like that title. It's long, but it's a beautiful title. I'm sure all of us think about that all the time. Tanega was born in California in 1939. And coming up, we have Ombi Gizzy back at me featuring Peter from July Talk. Very cool stuff from this band, who was nominated for a Juno for Best Alternative Album of the Year and shortlisted for the Polaris Prize as well. Here on the Jukebox are my friends Adam and Daniel, Ombi Gizzy featuring Peter from July Talk with Back at Me.
Back at me, you say. Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Sun is shining. Many days I felt alone. I lift my head too quick to see stars chasing after me. Oh, where is my home? I see you in the trees, buzzing with the bees, listening to your favorite song.
Thank you.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.